Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Nomsa's Phakamile Mahlubi Majola is on the line with us. As you know, they started their picket today because they really are at a deadlock with Gautrain. She is on the line with us. Thank you so much for making time for us, Phakamile. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for that. Your members started a strike today, and let's just maybe go through some of the issues. One of the issues that we have been hearing a lot from yourselves about is the issue of bonuses, but I suspect there's more. Just give us more details.
Yes. So the reason, what actually sparked the strike is that we have deadlocked with the employer. We began wage talks in April. April the 17th is when we opened this wage talk. By the middle of June, we had deadlocked. So the demands that we're making a demand for a 9% wage increase that has been reduced from 13% to 9%. We are making demands for an increase in medical aid, as well as a demand for a 2,000 rand housing allowance, and the demand around ensuring that workers are able to be represented by NUMSA shop stewards in the workplace. In other words, the company must allow shop stewards to do the work of representing members. But also, there's a very, very crucial issue of the bonuses, where the exec management of Gautrain have paid themselves and some of the office staff 22,000 rands in bonuses, but the blue-collar workers who are actually responsible for operations are not paid bonuses unless the train is performing. And we find that completely unfair because what you're doing is creating a system of reward where some people have to work to get the reward while others don't. And those are among the demands that we have raised. And unfortunately, Gautrain did not respond in a way that they did not engage meaningfully. And we now are at the point where we are on strike.
So when was the last time you actually had a meeting with Gautrain formally before embarking on the strike?
It would have been during the conciliation process, which happened after the deadlock. So it would have been around there, which I think would be around June, before we issued them with the strike notice on Friday.
And nothing since then?
No. I think for us, the thing that's most disturbing in terms of how we've been negotiating with them is that we have compromised on our demands. We have shifted our position. They came in, you know, I've explained to you what our demands are.
Yep.
Their response was 5.6%. They didn't change that. They didn't offer more. They didn't, you know, come up with something on the other demand. And you just don't negotiate like that. You can't come into negotiations with an attitude of take it or leave it. Certainly from our side, we don't go into negotiations assuming we're going to get everything we want. We know that we have to be prepared to make sacrifices and to compromise. And we expect the other party to do the same because that's how it is. So it's sad when the management of Gautrain can behave in such a manner, which unfortunately leads unnecessarily to a strike, because we always believe that strikes can be averted if there's meaningful engagement.
So they are disputing that you are misrepresenting some facts. Have you heard them and their comments in the media about that?
Well, one of the things, first of all, they claimed in an interview that we walked away from negotiations. That's absolutely not true. They've had ample time to reach out to us. We've been saying, even when we deadlocked, we issued a statement in the middle of June. In that statement, we said we've deadlocked. These are the issues. Unfortunately, you know, we're still calling on Gautrain. There's time to negotiate. They didn't respond to that. As recently as Friday, when we served them with a strike notice, even that was an opportunity to engage. They ignored us. They could have contacted us at any time to prevent this process, and they didn't. So we do dispute claims like that. What benefit really is it to members to sacrifice their salaries every day when what we would rather do is to try and resolve this so that we don't have to go on strike? Because as you know, strikes mean that it's no work, no pay for workers.
So you're still here. What decisions have the union members made going forward? If you're saying, you know, you haven't had any other communication from them, how long will this strike be on for?
Well, we have had communication from the CCMA.
Okay.
The CCMA contacted us in terms of Section 150 of the Labor Relations Act. There's a clause there that gives the CCMA power to intervene in disputes and call the parties together for mediation. And they have done so. They have notified us and they have notified the BOC, the Bombela Operating Consortium. And NUMSA has agreed to participate in that mediation because it is in our interest to resolve this amicably. We do continue to believe that we can find one another. Even on the demands that I've spoken to you about, the medical aid and even also the demand for the increase in the housing allowance where we want it to be 2,000 rand, we've already said that some of those demands we can definitely negotiate around, but we must have a meaningful process of engagement. We can't meet and then you present the same offer that you presented in the first round of talks without improving the offer and without doing anything to deal with some of the other demands that would help to persuade members to stop the strike.
Mm. So how does this process that the CCMA has embarked on take this forward?
So now that they've notified us and we are definitely going to participate, we are going to wait for them to then issue a date. It's very likely they're going to do so quickly, probably in the next couple of days.
Sure.
They often intervene in matters of public interest.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember in the bus strike of last year, if not the year before last, when we were on strike, we were actually about to embark on strike. And it was just before the Easter long weekend.
I remember that
very well.
And the
CCMA did the same thing. The CCMA did the same thing, called us to the table, and we were actually able to find each other and there wasn't a strike.
I remember that.
So this is... we are really going into these talks with an open mind and with an open attitude to try and find each other so that we can make sure we get the best outcome for both parties and settle the strike.
And obviously, as you're saying, you're going with an open mind, but you would like them to come with the same kind of open mind to yourselves too.
Absolutely. We'd like them to shift. We've shifted. We've demonstrated that. We need them to do the same.
Are you back tomorrow to strike?
Yes, the strike continues until we find one another. You know, that is how it is. We also must acknowledge that the CEO of the GMA, together with the MEC of Transport, the GMA facilitated a meeting with NUMSA and the MEC of Transport. It was just unfortunate that, you know, today was the first day of the strike. So there was a miscommunication about when we would meet. They wanted to meet this evening, but that did not work out. But we definitely will be reaching out to them. You know, our sector coordinator said that they will be reaching out to them. We do want to engage. We want to, as I said, hear from them. They must hear from us so that we can move forward.
I really appreciate your time, Phakamile Hlubi Majola, who is a NUMSA spokesperson, saying, well, the strike continues until they get to some sort of, hopefully a date will be issued by the CCMA so that they can actually bring the two parties together. We are scheduled to speak to the Gauteng CEO in a short while. We'll do that, but let's just take a quick break. We'll be back after more.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.